Welcome to The Unlabeling Effect, where three distinctive women daringly dive into some taboos with the intention to normalize the uncomfortable yet vital conversations. We're ready to embark on a journey of self-discovery with comrades like you. Let's commence on this week's episode on staying in your comfort zone. A comfort zone can be described as a psychological state in which things feel familiar or that we feel like we're at ease or in control in the environment that we're in. And we would very likely to be experiencing low levels of anxiety and stress. While on the opposite, it can be assumed that stepping out of one's comfort zone will raise one's anxiety and generate stress to a certain extent. But why do we still have times that we would love to, or we would choose to step out of our comfort zone? I'm your host, Melody, and I have two of my partners here with me today, Vivian and Rita, to discuss our perspectives on comfort zone.
Hi.
Hello.
With the term comfort zone, how do you both define it?
To me, comfort zone is like things that I'm very comfortable in doing, and I know what to expect out of those activities that I'm going to engage in.
It's pretty similar to me. I think it's that I've experienced that before. I know my capability. Most of the time, you can really predict the outcome.
Yeah. So basically, you already know how you're going to be feeling or expecting the outcome and stuff. So it's like things are more predictable.
Yeah.
Say.
So an environment that you both feel like you're in control, I guess it's the state or environment that I feel very comfortable and familiar with, things that I have control over.
It doesn't have to be, you know, something that you've experienced before. For example, if I'm out traveling with my best friends, like I'm constantly facing like new stuff, you know, meeting new people. But if I have those people around me and I'm so comfortable with them, that is also comfort zone to me, because I don't have to worry about whether I'm going to embarrass myself or I'm going to like fail at something, because it's a state of mind, I guess, that you're in when you're with certain people or in certain environment.
And would you both say you prefer to stay in your comfort zone, or do you like to be in your comfort zone, or would you prefer to step out of your comfort zone?
I enjoy being in my comfort zone. Like, people who know me would know that I really hate changes. It could be minor things like eating in a restaurant, picking a dish in a restaurant. I just love to adhere to things that I already know and keep doing it, because I don't really see the needs to step out of my comfort zone and try something new for a surprise, because I already enjoy what I'm having and what I did before.
It's a balance for me. I need to maybe 60-40, like 60% of the time, like I would remind myself to step out of my comfort zone. But then there's always like a mental calculation in my head, whether, you know, for example, if I've already attended an ad hoc networking event during the day, I'm not going to go to another new leisure experience that I haven't done before, because stepping out of your comfort zone does drain you sometimes, and it consumes your energy, and you need to know your mental capacity at that time and let that dictate what you should do.
It's interesting that you said that. For example, at a social event, would you always see that as stepping out of your comfort zone event, or you would still at certain occasion feel relatively comfortable? Rita, we know her well enough. We know that you do enjoy being at ease more. And when you find something that you like, you tend to stick with that. That's why sometimes at social settings, you might feel less comfortable.
Because I'm fond of familiarity. Like, if I'm in a situation that I'm not familiar with, it gave me anxiety. And that's why it threw me out of my comfort zone. That's why a social event is like a disaster to me.
Right. Whereas for Vivian, I feel like you're pretty good at communicating with people, I guess, being at social settings. So I was just a little surprised when you said that you feel like it would be a slightly draining or tiring experience when it comes to attending social events.
I guess it's a very hard to define like a social setting for me, because I do enjoy, you know, like going out to meet like friends and new people. But when you have that intention, how you articulate things and the focus that you have to have a conversation with a total stranger actually takes up energy of mine. So I would regard that social setting as out of my comfort zone, or maybe before I even attend that event, I don't want to, but I say to myself, step out of your comfort zone. You haven't gone to, you know, like a new social event for a while. Just go, you know? So this might be very different from your definition of a social setting.
If I were to observe or look back at my behaviors at different social settings, it really depends on those people's characters or the way they speak or the way they present themselves. I feel like I'm always quite comfortable when I just go to a new social event. That decision is not intimidating to me. It's not a choice of whether I should stay in or out of my comfort zone. But I think when it comes to being at that social event and then how people behave and how people interact with me would be the moment that I would perhaps sometimes say, maybe I'll push myself out of my comfort zone a little and try to have a conversation when I see someone that I think are interesting.
We actually form a timeline. So Rita would be like, say no from the beginning. And I would be like, let's go. And then Mel's like, when I'm at the event,
I would say go.
Yeah. So my take on stepping out of the comfort zone, I think it's mainly to do with my willingness of learning new things or expanding my comfort zone. Because the feelings of achieving something new, or the excitement that comes with making new connections or making new friends, building new friendships, those are the things that I like about stepping out of my comfort zone. And that's why I think for people who like to, I guess, learn, want to seek growth within themselves, when do you think you would prefer to step out of your comfort zone? Do you think you also resonate with the learning bit that I just mentioned?
I think growth is the biggest motivation behind stepping out of your comfort zone. Because first of all, it's scary to tap into the unknown. It's also a risk you have to take to find out whether that certain like new experience is going to bring you a positive or a negative result. So I think it's the only way I would say to growth is to really do something that you've never done before, or tap into, you know, a topic that you're not familiar with.
Or even not good at.
Yeah.
You know, for me, not just about engaging with people or knowing new people, but I know that I'm not really good at delivering what I want to say or public speaking in general. So it is really out of my comfort zone if I'm taking up a course to teach or even just a lecture to deliver. That is something that really gives me huge anxiety, but I'm really up for the challenge. So throughout my career in Hong Kong and also later in life, I would take the initiative to ask for opportunity to teach a class or take up tutorial to, you know, to just to practice the way that I could get my message across to the audience. Because one of the job that I do, I have to educate. It is not that I could just, you know, get down to the book and just write everything down. One of our tasks is just to pass down the knowledge to the next generation. So I have to acquire the skills, and that mindset pushed me out of my comfort zone and takes so much courage to do that.
But I guess the fact that you know the end purpose is to pass on knowledge and make sure you deliver what you know, it's a skill and it's a must-have skill. So stepping out of your comfort zone is you having the mindset of knowing that you need to learn how to get better at this in order to fulfill your end goal.
I have another perspective. It's almost like, you know, the idea of stepping out of your comfort zone, it's like so scary because you're stepping out of something, right? But it's actually making your uncomfortable zone comfortable. Farita's example would be public speaking. If you make friends with public speaking, if you spend, you know, 1 hour a day just talking to a mirror, articulating your thoughts and stuff like that, you're slowly like expanding your comfort zone.
As I was preparing for this episode, I came across a psychiatrist called Dr. Abigail Brainer, and she suggested various reasons of why do people step out of their comfort zone. And there were two main reasons that I really resonate with. And one was very similar to what Vivian just mentioned. So stepping out of your comfort zone actually help us to learn how to deal with changes. And thereby it's a way of expanding our comfort zone. Because what we said was that people tend to enjoy staying in their comfort zone, right? So imagine if we just keep expanding our comfort zone, that means we're just having more and more space, or next time when we are in an environment that we didn't previously feel comfortable, but then now we're comfortable with it, right? So that means you're just expanding your power, you're expanding your knowledge, you're expanding environment that you would feel at ease. Another reason that Dr. Abigail Brainer mentioned was it's about risks. So no matter what the outcome would be, even failing at certain tasks can also mean that it's our first attempt in learning of that topic.
I think the gist of it is that the element of the unknown is the most terrifying thing of stepping out of the comfort zone. So actually, if something that lies out of your comfort zone, but once you started it, you know already that what are you gonna feel or experience after each event. Just like starting this podcast, at first I stuttered a lot, or I struggled to find words to articulate the things that flow in my mind. I want to say a lot of things, but those just don't come out as precise as I expected it to be. But then as episodes go on, I feel like we're getting better at it. And this started to come to enter into my comfort zone right now. So I think definitely the experience of the unknown events or activities going to expand our comfort zone. And I totally agree on this point.
It's also important to choose the zones that you're tapping into.
How do you feel, and how do you actually prioritize which zone to tap into first?
I just started a new job, and it's completely different from what I used to do before. So it takes a lot of time, and it's definitely out of my comfort zone because I used to hate numbers, and now I have to deal with it every day. But then at the same time, I have like a personal relationship that I'm trying to build as well. But then when both of the zones get tested, so for example, if I have a really packed meeting schedule with my clients, but yet the relationship needs, you know, like more attention, where I need to step out of my comfort zone to openly communicate, which I was not that good before because I would, you know, have a lot of worries and stuff like that. So these two, I would need to do, again, like what I mentioned before, the mental calculation. I know that if I'm gonna deal both of them the same day, or if I think about them at the same time, I would get anxious. I would, you know, like feel like I'm all over the place. So in this case, I would choose to deal with work first. And then when I'm really like, you know, relaxed and everything, and I've recharged in my comfort zone, I would face the interpersonal relationship zone.
So the word anxious, why anxiety or feeling anxious made us feel tense or stressed or losing our control, right?
Yeah.
But what psychologist Robert Yerkes actually mentioned, he introduced a new way of seeing anxiety, or a state, I suppose, that he defined is called optimal anxiety. So the anxiety, the stress that we feel, how do we take advantage of those feelings in order for us to perform the best? For example, I'm sure, Vivian, you're working so hard at work and trying to strike for the best result and try to deliver the best, right? Would you agree that those anxiety and stress that you had contributed positively in order for you to get to the end result?
Absolutely. I think it's very interesting because I like to see the emotions as a signal. So whether you're burnt out, whether you feel sad or excited, it's your body giving you a signal. It's like the flight or fight mode that we inherit, like as human beings, is your body and your mind telling you, you need more focus in completing this task. So that's just something that I take it as a signal. I don't let it dictate, you know, my approach towards any work problem. It's just, okay, I'm anxious because I know I'm about to start working, or I'm about to step into this conference room. So I would say that is a reminder for me to be extra prepared. So I would say I'm riding on this anxiety rather than make it a negative impact and be like, no, 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 I'm gonna like delay the meeting, or I'm gonna, you know, like hence staying in my comfort zone.
Anxiety is like a protection to me. Anxiety, as Vivian said, it allows me to be well prepared of for an unfamiliar events, for example, maybe a presentation. Mm. So it kind of pushes me to over prepared to an extent that I won't have a poor experience out of it. And at the same time, if my anxiety level is too high, towards an event, for example, like outdoor rock climbing, I know that I have a really bad gut feeling about it, then I would drop it. So I see anxiety as kind of my guardian angel in some way.
Actually.
Mm.
It's like our fear of lions and bears. It's because it's really threatening.
Threatening.
I do want to talk about the boundaries that we hold when it comes to decision-making moments of whether we should stay in or step out of our comfort zone. Because I totally agree with what you both mentioned earlier. I do thrive better having those anxiety and stress. Mm. Because as Rita said, it actually pushes you to be super well prepared.
Mm.
But on the other side is what Viv said, how much capacity I have to handle that situation. So what are the boundaries? Like, for example, Viv, for you, it's the capacity, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the contributing element of your decision-making process. And what about you?
I think there is a calculation, like Vivian said, but my calculation is the reward and the consequence of it. After weighing both of them, I will then choose whether to engage in that activity.
That's interesting, but you cannot control the outcome. But right now you're trying to think of all the scenarios that you can think of.
So I always, that is like
your calculation mechanism.
Yeah, like how I try to employ control over something that I couldn't.
You're trying to calculate or take into account of all the controlling factors that you can.
Or foresee. See.
Yeah.
Wow.
So that you can try to be within your comfort zone as much as you could.
Mm. I agree with that observation.
But what if it's like something that has never happened to you before and you don't even know the scenarios, and then the end result is not within your predictions, then how would you?
I would just try to find reference or gain as much information as I could on that subject.
And maybe your boundary of comfort zone is not really stepping out of your comfort zone then. Because if you already can calculate all the possible scenarios,
mm.
and you make a decision based off it, then you're just staying in your comfort zone.
Yeah, so I feel I'm visualizing this concept. It's like, it's not like a black and white comfort zone.
Yeah.
Now I'm like in the transitional area of a gray zone that you could kind of foresee the consequence or your expectation, but not like in a white zone that you are just throwing yourself out and see what happened.
How much fear do you hold? Because you mentioned that obviously you enjoy being your comfort zone, and that's just you, because that's your character, that's your personality, right? But are there any other reasons that you think are holding you back from stepping out of your comfort zone that you are yet to discover?
I tend to be more realistic in or quantifying the reward I get, maybe. Mm. Like, I don't see, for example, just like a situation of engaging or meeting new people, the equation in my head would be like, okay, the reward is I expand my network. And the worst consequence is, okay, I will sleep later and get up later and might feel bad the other day because of all the drinks and whatever. And I couldn't see the significance of having these people in my social circle, right. Maybe.
Mm.
Then I couldn't have the boost or push to get out of my comfort zone to know these people.
Mm.
So I am more leaning towards seeing the significance or value of that thing or how bad I want it instead of maybe fear holding me back.
But I thought stepping out of your comfort zone means that you don't know if that's gonna have any reward or no.
That's why I think the gray area is what holding me back, because I would already have some threshold that I expected, or I have the expected scenario already before engaging.
Because in this example, if I were in your shoes, my weighing would be expand my network, get to know myself more when I meet new people or people that I don't have any control of their characteristics or conversation topics and everything. But then the risk would be me feeling out of place, regardless of, you know, the positive or the negative outcome. They are both reward to me.
Mm.
So I wouldn't even think of whether something is not significant, because every experience that you push yourself to do will always help you understand yourself more, to know yourself more.
And I really like the approach that Vivian just kind of rephrased, because failure, the definition of failure, it might vary, but I do agree that failure doesn't mean that it's a bad thing, because it's still a learning opportunity.
Mm.
And if I were to like look back to the events that happened to me recently, I'm now at a stage of life that I would prefer to step out of the comfort zone more, because I think that I'm now in a time that I don't have much responsibility in terms of I don't have kids, I don't have a family, I don't have that much of a financial burden. I have a lot of freedom, I suppose. So this is like, I see an opportunity to learn and grow and expand my comfort zone. And that's why I tend to say yes when it comes to new experiences, or if I have time or capacity to take up new things. This is a question for Rita, because from what I've heard of what Vivian said, looks like we both lean towards the side of thinking that stepping out of your comfort zone is, we see it as a way of learning, right? And a way of growing. I'm sure Rita also resonates with it. But I wonder, with your perspective, were there times that when you stepped out of your comfort zone and you hated the result, instead of seeing it as a learning opportunity?
I feel like it's a social setting for me. And as I mentioned, the example that I raised earlier, I was already setting the context as a social party setting. That is where I don't like to engage myself in because of the past experience, I think. Because I always try to participate more and mingle with people before, but we couldn't really form a meaningful relationship afterwards. I'm not saying like develop a deep relationship, but it's just like a catch up, a follow up meeting afterwards. I just seldom could form relationship like that with people who also was in party as well.
Right.
Yeah. But if we're just talking about maybe one-on-one coffee meetup, I am up for it. That would, because I could see that I could learn from that person, or good or bad. Everyone is having a very unique story. So that kind of dynamic or relationship is something that I would step out of my comfort zone for.
Right.
But when I'm talking about the previous example of mine, it's like preset in a party setting.
Right. Can you elaborate a little bit more? Because coffee meetups and social parties, they're both social setting. So what is the challenge or obstacle that makes you refrain from attending a party, but you would be open to a coffee meetup?
First of all, it's like a lot of people try to, you know, have a small talk and you go from like person to person. It's like a very brief conversation.
Who set this standard?
It's just my past experience that shaped my concept in social setting, in party setting. That's why I don't really like that kind of environment.
I respect that.
Then maybe if you are ready, you know, to tap into the social setting uncomfortable zone of yours, you can see it as, you know, if you go to a party, I'm just going to talk to one person.
And then if the other person is not willing to talk to you, your goal would be, I will find one person who's willing to talk to me. Stepping out of our comfort zone is to unlearn from those negative experiences that we had before, because those might not be relevant.
I also think that, I guess you might be traumatized by your previous experiences, because at parties, you don't necessarily have to talk to people.
Wow, like you could, I like that.
You could go to a party, enjoy the environment, enjoy your drink. I mean, casually talk to people if they approach you. And obviously, I'm not asking people to just go to a party and stand right in the middle and just, you know, don't socialize or don't interact with anyone. But perhaps some people have that perception that when they're at a party, they have to
be very sociable.
You have to feel like you have to talk to someone, or you feel like you have to mingle. Whereas you honestly could just enjoy the party in your way, which could mean you find a corner, you sit there, listen to music. For Vivian, might be just sitting down, have a whiskey yourself, like things like that. I think perhaps it's like you feel like there's some sort of pressure that you have to act a certain way. And maybe that's, and you know that you don't like that. And that's why you would prefer not to go to social settings or social parties like that, because you had that perception, maybe?
Maybe.
That's really beautiful, because just to rephrase what Mel said, is to really find out a way that works for you in completing that uncomfortable task of yours.
And make you feel comfortable.
Yeah, because like even now, when I'm in my new job that I have to look at charts and numbers every day, it's so easy to get overwhelmed, but it's finding a framework that works for you. And if you get the job done, it's really already you stepping out of your comfort zone.
And I think another approach that I see is, if it's not a choice, or if you don't have much say, but you're forced to step out of your comfort zone, then I would focus on what I can do to make that uncomfortable zone to become my comfort zone, which would be to learn and expand my comfort zone. And you have to make sure you understand that you're in control of changing your mindset, right? So at social settings like that, what are the controlling factors that you have? Say, you don't have to drink what other people are drinking, for example. If people are standing, you can sit. Like, things like that, you know? I think it's just making...
If people go to room A, go to room B.
You don't necessarily... I think my point is, you don't have to follow the norm.
Yeah.
And I think it's knowing that you have that control. Make sure you make yourself comfortable. We definitely had some really interesting conversation about comfort zone today. And I really enjoyed the point that we said about expanding our comfort zone and see that process as a learning process. And also, how do we strike a balance between our stress, our anxiety, and all the advantages, all the positives that stepping out of our comfort zone could bring us. As we said, it's like the optimal anxiety level, right? How can we try to get ourselves to that point every time when we feel like an uncomfortable zone that is approaching us? I think there's a lot that we can definitely take away and digest from this episode. That's all for today's episode of Staying in Your Comfort Zone. Join us again next time when we talk about You Are Not Your Thoughts. Thank you for tuning in, and let's continue the conversation on Instagram at Unlabeling Effect. Please subscribe to our podcast on Spotify and iTunes and give us a rating. Until then, dare to feel, dare to be real.